Blessed be your name. Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Power to fulfill destiny, part 2. And our objective this morning is to understand the power dimensions for the fulfillment of destiny. We started by defining destiny. What is destiny? In the first service, we saw destiny as the fulfillment of divine purpose for one's life. That destiny is the fulfillment of divine purpose for one's life. Secondly, we said destiny is becoming all that you have been designed or wired to become. Becoming all that you have been designed by God or wired by God to become. We saw those two in the first service, and now we shall look at two in this service. Destiny is reaching your God-ordained destination in life. Reaching your God-ordained destination. This is where God wants you to reach, and you reach there. Fourthly, destiny is living the life you were created to live. Living the life you were created to live. Not living the life society wants you to live, or even living the life you want to live. But living the life you were created to live. Destiny. The meaning is reaching your God-ordained destination and living the life you were ordained, you were created to live, requires the operation of power. In physics, we know that to travel a distance, power is needed. Power is the capacity to do work, and work is done when an object moves through a distance in the direction of the force. So if you are to travel the distance to your destination, power is required. The absence of power is the abundance of stagnation. When you see life grounded, and a man on the same spot for too long, adequate power is needed to move them. If you want to live the life God wants you to live, you need power, because the devil doesn't want you to live that life. I announce to somebody today, that power required is coming your way right now. Can that amen be louder, please? Now, there are examples in scripture of people who fulfill destiny by a power encounter.
Example number one for the sake of this service, Jacob. Jacob became Israel as he connected with power at the place where he wrestled with God. He became Israel. Jacob was his history. Israel was his destiny. Jacob was his identity, but Israel was his destiny. And that could not happen until he connected power. Genesis 32 and in verse 28. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Jacob became Israel. There are people sitting here today, you have an identity that is contrary to your destiny. There is a way they know you that is different from who you are. I announce today, by the operation of power, your identity shall be swallowed up by your destiny. So shall it be. Example number two, Micah. In Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, the Bible said, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to do what? To declare, to fulfill my assignment, which is to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. I am full of power. I am full of the Spirit of the Lord to live the life I was created to live. To achieve what God wants me to achieve. Micah required power to fulfill his life's assignment. And someone here today, the power you require to fulfill your life's assignment is coming. Finally, Paul the Apostle, through a power encounter, was placed on the path of destiny through a power encounter. He was missing road. He was missing direction. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, from verse 1 all the way to verse 11, he thought he was doing the right thing. He was, Paul the Apostle was sincere, very sincere, but he was wrong. So he was sincerely wrong. He ran in the wrong direction with his energy. He gave everything he had to the wrong assignment. Oh. Do you understand the tragedy of investing lifetime, energy, resources, and potentials of your life pursuing what must not be pursued at all? How disastrous it will be to arrive in eternity to realize that you ran a race that nobody asked you to run. You went in a direction nobody asked you to go. The Bible says he was breathing threatening. He thought he was working for God. As far as Saul of Tarsus was concerned, he was doing the work of the Lord. These are evil people that are believing heresies. That is what he thought the church was. And he was persecuting them with the Pharisees until Jehovah interrupted his schedule and redirected his life. There are people here, may God interrupt you. That amen can be better. In the season that you are in, my God will interrupt your schedule and redirect your destiny. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. At this point, I'd like to add that it is not all the time the vehicle spoiled on the road that it was the devil. There are times it was Jehovah interrupting a journey to save you from disaster in front. You heard what I just said? At times he gave you a purposeful flat tire
to slow you down. In order not to run into calamity. Anytime a journey is not trying to happen, don't force it to happen. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Not every time the contract spoiled that it was the devil. There are times it was Jehovah trying to rescue you from a temptation you must not be in. He made the job not to work. Not every time a relationship, marital relationship, that is, you thought the man was going to marry you and vice versa. Not all the time it spoils that it was an attack. There are times that God only just decided to interrupt an agenda. The devil was packaging you for an occultic person. He may not be occultic now, but he will use you to look for money tomorrow. Where many people are angry with God, the same God who interrupted their schedule to save them. In our place, they said, when you are driving hen from the highway, you will be angry, eyeing you, saying you are depriving it of eating corn, not knowing that you are saving his head. That is everywhere in the whole world. He doesn't know where to find corn. Except Aminu Kano Expressway. And you were driving it and ushering it away. You say, look at this wicked man. He doesn't want me to eat corn. They say it is your head I am saving. You can eat this corn today and that is the last corn you will eat for life. You become food on yourself. That is how some are quarreling with the God who saved them from the highway of disaster, but they thought he prevented them from eating corn. That was what happened to even Saul of Tarsus. He suffered. He had disaster. That journey was going gree, interrupted. Next thing, he lifted up his eyes. Total blindness for 3 days. The blindness was accompanied with compulsory fasting. No food for 3 days. But when he recovered, he took the world upside down. Today, if any pastor preaches for 1 month or 1 year and he has not said, Paul the Apostle said, you may not need to listen to him. Because that pastor is cutting you off from half of the New Testament. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He effectively cut you off from half. Everything from Acts of the Apostles all the way to Hebrews is what he has disconnected you from. That is the extent to the impact of that man whose life's journey God interrupted. I don't know why I'm emphasizing on this here now, but I prophesy to somebody, any journey you are taking that is not of God, may God interrupt it. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. One pastor was pastoring us outside Nigeria. He came only to Nigeria for Christmas or something before he could return back. They denied him visa to go back. Every single thing done, no visa. You are not going anywhere. Remain in your country. Congregation there, remain in your country. Lord, what are you saying? Lord says, remain here. The outcome of that was an explosion. An explosion. Because there are so many people on a journey that God is not. And if God is not on your journey, the storm is in front. In case you are in doubt, ask Jonah. Anywhere you see Jonah, ask Jonah.
If God is not on your journey, the storm is in front. And if Jonah is in your boat,
with Jonah, no journey. And with Achan, you can't. No matter how hard you try, you can't.
Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, today I receive power to fulfill destiny. I receive it now in Jesus' precious name.
Take your seat. Having spent so much time
on that,
I'm going to be very, very sharp and crisp in the body of the message. Now, what is the role of the power of God in the fulfillment of destiny? I'll mention the first three we mentioned in the last service, and we said that the power of God is critical for the uncovering and discovery of purpose. A power encounter will make you to uncover what the devil covered about your life. It will make you to discover, at times rediscover, where God wants your life to head by power. Number two, the power of God is critical for the impartation of the audacity and boldness to confront the future without fear. You know, destiny requires audacity. Greatness requires boldness. Impartation of audacity. Impartation of the boldness to confront the future without fear. Fear is the enemy of the future. Anything that makes you to live in fear has made you to live outside of your future. The power of God is critical. Number three, that the power of God is vital for the conquest of the enemies within. If you are not in that first service, I'd like you to listen to the message, especially on this point. That the worst of a man's enemies are those enemies inside him. The enemies of inferiority complex, low self-esteem. The enemies of inbuilt limitations. The lies that you tell yourself. The deceptions that you have deceived yourself. Those enemies, they hold you down. They tie you down. They tie you at the back. They prevent you from becoming who God wants you to become. The power of God is vital for the conquest of the enemies within. I don't know who God is saying this to, but Philippians 4:13 is your word. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I am permitted to become everything that God wants me to become through the power that is at work in me. I will not limit myself, and I will not allow any devil to limit me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen.
Number four, the power of God is critical for the realizing and releasing of potentials. It's critical for the realizing and releasing of potentials. Why is this important? Two things. First, you travel now. Potential, your potential is your vehicle to your place of destiny. It's your vehicle. You travel in your potential, you reach your destiny. And I'll give the example shortly. Paul the apostle, Joseph. It was his potential of dreaming and interpreting dreams that took him to his destiny at the palace. King David, it was his potentials of playing the instrument that took him to the place of his destiny in the palace of the king. So you travel in your potential to reach your destiny. Proverbs 18:16. The gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him. It's like just say, and transported him. It transports him before great men. Your gift is your transportation. Your potential is your transportation to your destination. That's first. Number two, your potential is key to your possibilities and authority. Your possibilities. To a gifted man, almost anything is possible. Proverbs 22 verse 29, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before ordinary men. See a man that has found his gift and that is deploying his gift, where you find him is not before ordinary people. You find him before great men. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. That is a connection between potentials and destiny. Examples of those that had their potentials released at the place of power. One, Moses. The power of God, the power encounter Moses had, revealed the potential in his hand. Moses had the rod in his hand, but he didn't know what the rod could do until he encountered power. Exodus chapter 4, verse 2 all the way to verse 4. He had a rod in his hand. He didn't know what the rod could do until he encountered power. Somebody get set. There is something you have in your hand. There is a business idea. There is a training, a certificate, a wisdom that you don't know what it, you don't even have an idea of the extent of that potential. And in this season, its potential shall come out. Example number two, Saul, king of Israel. He had a prophetic potential inside him. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5, all the way to verse 6. He came to the garrison of the Philistines and he prophesied. He began to prophesy because there was prophecy inside him. After a power encounter, the prophetic in Saul came out. Somebody say amen. There is somebody hearing the sound of my voice now. Something inside you is coming out. If you truly believe you are the one God is speaking to, you say a louder amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, my potentials are coming out right now. Many people, and this word is for somebody, in a short while, what God will do with your life will not only shock the world, it will shock yourself. You will begin to ask yourself the question, am I like this? Do I really have this kind of ability? So shall it be. When I grew up as a young man, I was raw material. raw material. Good young man, very thoughtful and sensible. But all the things you are seeing today, they were all hidden, buried inside. Buried inside. Instrument for where? Sing. In fact, somebody advised me in the university in those days. He said, please don't sing again. I wasn't singing special number, singing in the room. Shouldn't I sing in my room?
Some people are bad. If you listen to people, you won't fulfill your destiny. It is a song that is flowing like water. Professional singers like my baby here are receiving singing instruction. Even instruction on, because there are some people, when they bring out a song, the song looks like cloth that village tailor patched. I told her, I say, if I sing any song, right? All the verses, first line has the same number of notes. If it is 10 notes, the second verse, the first line of it, 10 notes. You can't, it's no mistake. It's not possible. There are some songs where it looks like where a man is forcing his leg inside a shoe. They are trying to force all the words to come into that melody line. Do you understand what I'm talking about, sir? That is where we are today. The other day when America, Micah was telling me, Stanley said, the note that I hit, that himself can't hit it. And his world no renown for high pitch. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, somebody in the room, university room, if I listen to him, one song won't come out. I won't be playing any instrument. I will be relegated. That devil is a bastard. I mean, there are things that you will do later. You may be doing it in the raw form now. But it is not possible for you to desire water if water does not exist. I knew longest time that desire is proof of potential. Anything that is a craving inside you is a confirmation of a deposit inside you. And when we used to do fellowship in 1986-87, every time they would ask me to lead praise and worship, I wasn't thinking that. They would point at me and say, lead us in praise. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your hands, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God Omnipotent.
Your hands.
Hallelujah.
And the anointing will be evident without voice. And they were pointing at me all the time. Lead us, take the praise.
I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't planning to be. If you see God, ask him. There are those who want to be pastor. I didn't want. There are those who woke up and say, I want to be a pastor. I did not want. Because in those days, I felt like they were insulting pastors too much. They thought that everybody was looking for money, becoming a pastor. And I knew I had enough brain and sense to make money without being a pastor. So I didn't want to be. I want to make money and use it to preach the gospel. You understand what I'm saying? And then God said, step in there. And then they called, you lead us in praise. And all of that is coming out. I want to let you know that how you are now is not a reflection of what you will become. Even if you think that you have achieved so much, I am still anointed to announce to you that how you are now is still not a reflection of what you are going to become. And I announce to you today, in the name of Jesus, by the declaration of this preaching, you will fulfill your destiny. Say amen like a believer. Say a louder believers, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. That is the power of God. It's vital for the coming out of your potentials. The ones that already came out and the ones that... For personally, I am personally aware that there are things out of me that have not yet manifested. Because there are things I have seen in Revelation I haven't seen in the physical. There are plenty. Right? So, no matter where you are, there is still something more to your life. And that was number four. Number five, the power of God is critical for the impartation of a fighting spirit. A fighting spirit. Somebody is asking me, what does this mean? I will tell you two things about this. And that is, first, there can be no flight without a fight. It takes a fight to have a flight. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and verse 8 said, who are these that fly? So before you can fly in verse 8, you must rise in verse 1. Secondly, level of violence determines level of inheritance. The violent take it by force. The violent will always take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Level of violence determines level of inheritance. There are things that are yours in life that you may never touch until you are aggressive enough to go for it. Somebody say amen. When a newborn baby is born, his first assignment in this world is to cry. That crying is not a curse. That first cry opens up the lungs to get in the oxygen, to make the surfactant on the surfaces of the lungs to begin to function. There is a reflex. So when that child is not crying, it is death the child is looking for. So the midwives, That is zero Apgar score, in fact. Zero. No Apgar score. No Apgar. There is a measurement of what we call Apgar score, which is brain functioning, that is over 10. If a child is born with 10 over 10, that is almost a genius, or sharp brain. When the child cannot cry, it's already almost 1 or 0. That is, he has started failing from birth. He has started failing from being born. So they hit the back, hit the leg, the soles, to make it cry. So that by, oxygen enters and gushes in at first. Then every system is activated. Life has come. Medical school. That first cry is a fact, it's a fight. The child must cry. So if you start fighting from birth, why do you think that you will stop fighting in life? In fact, the fight started before conception. Yes. When the man gives out his seed per cubic millimeter, you may have like 200 million. I don't know the exact amount now, but in millions that left the man, and all of them are heading towards the fertilization of one egg. They are running race, running race, running race, running race. Then one hits the egg. The hitting of the egg of that one is the perishing of the millions. You ran race in the womb of your mother. You defeated millions of potential human beings. Before you knew what it means to fail or win, you started winning. Before you knew what it means to fail or succeed, you already started succeeding. So why do you want to settle down for failure right now? Why do you want to settle down for failure right now? There is something inside you. You know what? When God told Jeremiah, before I formed you, I knew you. Do you know the meaning? When your father released those millions of sperm cells, I identified you among them and laid hands on you. I laid hands on you and empowered you to hit the goal. I knew you before you were formed, and I ordained you. Your ordination did not happen in Dusom or on the altar. It happened before you were a person. And before thou camest forth, sanctified means I separated you. I set you apart. I made your case different. Allah, 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 Allah. That is why to sit down and be pitying yourself is a waste of life. You have come too far to settle down in defeat and stop eyeballing the devil. I want to preach you rugged. I want to preach you rugged. Power is already falling. Where is that devil from the pit of hell? If it was devil enough, why couldn't he stop you in the womb of your mother? Why couldn't he stop you in the womb of your mother from hitting the goal? How many percent of conceptions that happen perish in the first trimester? Percentage is high. That is under the first 3 months conception that lost. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. Women that went out. Some, maybe there's congenital malformation. Maybe the child that is to be born has no hand. Nose is cleft or something. And the body detects that this one coming is a problem. Flush it out on his own. But it's not all the thing that came out during the first trimester is what people to cry about too. Some people is trouble in the future that God saved them from today. That is why we went to school. We were in school this morning. That's why when you are knowledgeable with the kind of background we have, your faith operation is different. You function with insight.
This pregnancy that went, pray, let it come back.
Another child can come back. Don't make it an issue of if the pregnancy does not hold, ram head cannot enter pot. You understand the local proverb? Are you hearing what that is? There is nothing too compulsory in life. Somebody say a loud amen.
And then when that child was, when the devil was flushing, or whatever was flushing our children in the first trimester, first 3 months, you stayed. Second trimester, you stayed. Third trimester, you stayed.
There are even some of you, the devil almost killed you when you were born. Cord around the neck. Yet you came out. And then when you came out, before the doctor can near you, you started crying already. Win! 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 That is, I win! Are you following what I'm saying here? I want you to know that the fight is inside your body. Don't let the devil kill it. The boy is lying down, or the girl is lying down. Just lying down. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Say, what am I doing here? Then he sits. While he's sitting, he's seen everybody walking everywhere. He says, so is this how I'll remain for life? Father, if nobody is around, he won't cry. He will only cry to weep the mother's sympathy. If nobody is around, he will keep quiet. Try again. When he knows that he has balanced very well on his feet, he will dance and celebrate it. Seen any child done that before? Then he's seen people walking. Before you can say praise the Lord. I am tired of lying down, I sit. I am tired of sitting down, I stand. I am tired of standing, I walk. I am tired of walking, I run. Prophesy upon you today that fighting spirit, every devil that tied you down, the yoke is broken. Nothing shall hold you back, and nothing shall hold you down. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody else. I say, nothing shall hold you down. And nothing shall hold you back. Keep on fighting.
Give the Lord a loud shout of praise. And take your seat. David was a fighter. In Psalm 89, two examples of men and women with a fighting spirit. Psalm 89, verse 19 to verse 23. He was a fighter, but God gave him a fighter mantle in addition. Then thou speakest in a vision to thy Holy One, and seest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I have dropped something on David that will make it impossible for the devil to make demands on him. That will make it impossible for him to cry before the devil. That will make it impossible for him to bow before the devil. Whatever was on David, he fought 66 battles. He never lost a battle. That is coming upon somebody right now. The last time you lost the battle shall be the last forever. And then the apostles. The power of God came on them in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And then they became rugged in battle. Look at what they said in Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than to God, you should judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have heard and the things which we have seen. Who do you think we want to obey, you or God? That was people that they kept in prison, talking with such audacity, because fight is inside them. You need to come to the point where you move with the fight inside you. For me, in the dream and in the physical, fight their body. It's there permanently. Dreamt in the night, something is pursuing, and I am running. For what dream? In case you dreamt like that, when you wake up, sleep back, let the dream continue. So the dream cannot end with me running. The dream must continue with me pursuing. If you cannot dream it by dream it by vision. See the turning around of the race. And tell that devil, I am the one pursuing you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. And before we round off from this, let it be clear to you. The last time the devil messed up your life shall be the last forever. One day I was going to pray for somebody. This would be like 37 years ago. On fire. 86, thereabout. Young lady afflicted with witchcraft powers. Or probably initiated into witchcraft herself. I was going to pray for her. The same night, the devil came to oppress himself, not me. The kind of thing that happens to you is that you will say, what do I have to pray for another person? If I can experience a thing like this, what prayer do I? I told that devil, you are a, follow me. Just come and see what I'll do. I went with audacity, laid hands on that young girl. Dogs were running out. As I was praying, dogs were running out. Witchcraft, they were running out, trooping out. Got free. Got settled. Got married. Got like 5 children. Totally set free. Question is, Satan, where are you now? I want you to know that any time of the day or night, I am higher than you.
Any time of the day, any time of the D, time T, I am above you. For he gave me power to tread on you and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing can by any means. There is nothing that will make a sergeant command a general. How? He has been disagented. And it's not, he's gone to that room first. To calm his head first. Before they know what to do to him. Whether he drank choir. And those people can really drink such things. He has to return back to his senses. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift the right and say, I receive that baptism of a fighting spirit now. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, the power of God is critical for dealing with enemies without. Enemies without. And under this note, I like to say two things. Number one, the power of God. All right. Ancestral limitations are the enemies of destiny manifestations. Ancestral limitations. They are the enemies of destiny manifestation. Why? Gideon, before Gideon could move, God gave him another, I'll come to that as an example later, ancestral limitations. And so if you want your destiny to manifest, you must deal with limitations from ancestry. Secondly, when demonic oppositions are eliminated, divine propositions are established. Demonic oppositions, every time they are eliminated, divine propositions, what God proposes, gets established. Before Gideon, example number one is Gideon. Before Gideon could amount to anything, could go forward in the purpose of God, God asked him to tear down the altars of his father's house. Judges chapter 6, verse 25. Pull down the altar of your father's house. Second example, Abraham. Before Abraham could step into the fullness of God's purpose, God asked him to get out of the climate of his father's house. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Get out of your father's house to the land that I will show you. Hallelujah. There is somebody that is about to step out of a demonic covering. If you are the one, you say a louder amen. The things that hinder people where you come from, today their power shall be broken. Any battle your father could not finish, that battle you will finish it and clear it and win the victory. Any realm your fathers would have loved to exist in that they could not because of altars, you will step in there. Can you say a louder amen? Can you stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen? Remain standing. It is your day. Will you be able to pray for 3 minutes? Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for your goodness and your mercies in my life. Today, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the impact of your word in my life. Be glorified, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray for the impact of His word.
In the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask. Say, I connect
with your power
for the manifestation of potential from my life today. Say, Father, I connect with your power for the release of my life's potentials. Now, open your mouth and pray. Your hands and say, Father, I'd like you to pray this with passion. Say, Father, I make demands on the mantle of a fighting spirit. I make demands of the anointing for a fighting spirit. I receive it by your power. Now, open your mouth and pray. Your hands and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every altar manipulating my life, every enemy around me and without me, fighting my life and my destiny. Today, I command you, catch fire. Fire! Precious name. Amen. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Take the next 3 minutes in celebration of what God has done for you. And a new mantle before we step into the anointing service. Let's go. Of your hands and receive this release of his power on your life this morning. Lift your hands high. Father, thank you. lift your hands and receive the fire. Lift your hands high everywhere you are. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it fire from the throne. Let it flow. Oh. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it fire from the throne. From the throne. Lift your hands high everywhere you are. Mahashana. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high. Mahashato Koraya. Let it fire from the throne. Let it fire from the throne. Let it flow. Lift your hands high. Father, thank you. You are going to receive the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. The spell of addiction is being broken. All the life of someone. Mental affliction. Being arrested. That demonic waist condition with that serpent around the waist. That's right. It's been arrested. That woman that has a serpent sucking your fruit of the womb. Get pregnant after every before the 3 months are over, the child is gone. Hey! That yoke is being broken and that devil is clearing out. That spirit of impersonation, that spirit of diversion. Always diverting your miracle, diverting your testimony. Near success syndrome. You almost share the testimony. Before you know it, the testimony disappears. Monitoring spirit from your father's house. Before great things happen, you see yourself back in the village. Today, that altar is set on fire. Retroverted uterus, a womb that is turned backward. The Lord is turning it around and making it normal right now. Lift your hands when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream fire at the top of your voice, and everything that is not working in your life shall be set on fire right now. Father, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. That's right. Let the fire, let that unclean spirit go. Let the affliction disappear. Let the chest pain, the back pain disappear. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, receive his touch in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout fire. lift your hands everywhere you are, just give him the praise. Something just dropped. Something just dropped. A demon just left. A pain just left. An affliction just left. Give the Lord a shout of victory.